Please stand by. Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Consolidate onto System Z and Transform to a Centralized Service-Centric Management Model. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. In this teleconference, you'll learn how the IBM Service Management Center for System Z enables organizations to use their mainframe strategically as an integrated enterprise-wide hub for efficiently managing business and IT services. At this time, I would like to hand it over to our first speaker, Ray Sun.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Ray Sun. My colleague, Mark Edwards, and I are from Tivoli Product Management. We will be talking about the IBM Tivoli Service Management Center for System Z, which enables organizations to strategically use their mainframe as an integrated enterprise-wide hub for efficiently managing business and IT services. Service Management Center for System Z is an integrated approach focused on ensuring that IT has the required visibility, control, and automation in place to efficiently and effectively deliver business services. Service Management Center for System Z delivers easy-to-use and integrated monitoring tools, providing end-to-end visibility of the enterprise, and also proactively warning you about critical situations, greatly simplifying management. These integrated tools also provide end-to-end control to help you effectively schedule and execute planned changes, manage risk and compliance, optimize asset utilization, and understand the cost of service delivery. The tight and easy integrations across solutions make it easier to automate operations across applications and environments, making business processes simple, efficient, and effective. Next slide. We'll start by looking at the challenges facing IT and the issues that IT managers need to address. Many of these challenges focus on delivering quality service, managing risk and compliance, maximizing return on investment, and accelerating business growth. We'll talk about how IBM Service Management provides visibility, control, and automation necessary to meet these challenges, then turn our attention to IBM Tivoli Service Management Center for System Z. This enables System Z as the strategic platform of choice for managing the entire enterprise. But note that as we talk about Service Management Center, the Service Management Center for System Z is not a product, but rather a portfolio of integrated solutions. Finally, we'll wrap up by taking a look at some customer case studies. So with all that said, let's go ahead and get started. Next slide.
Thanks, Ray. Looking at the challenges in today's business environment, the chart on the right kind of says it all for us. GDP growth, which is a measure of output, so you could think of it as almost equivalent to revenue from companies, is growing in the 3% range. It's the blue line down at the bottom of the chart, towards the bottom of the chart. Spending on IT is growing almost twice as much, and that's a precarious situation to be in. So we see this time and again, our customers are trying to get a better handle on this and drive that IT spending down. So cash is king. Businesses obviously care about cash flow and profitability, and that tends to be what a lot of businesses are valued on. On top of that, the drive to grow cash flows and revenue, we have a number of additional challenges. You know, just remaining competitive, customers are expecting more and more higher quality services. You know, we talked about the costs. The IT and business infrastructures are converging and becoming more complex. Risks, we have to manage risks, and there's a lot of security, of course, and business continuity, but also governance. And businesses are trying to understand and implement best practices to keep a leg up on the competition. On top of that, in data centers, as businesses have grown and the IT infrastructure complexity has grown, we've seen a significant growth in the number of administrators and operators needed to support that growth. And we'll get into a few more pain points down the road. It's just difficult to support this environment, pinpoint problems, manage by exception, and ultimately all of that takes time away from innovating, supporting the business and being responsive to changing business needs and priorities and demands. So let's move on to slide 4. Drive down into IT spending a little bit more. We're showing a couple components here on the chart. The blue bar corresponds with the left axis. That's new server spending, which is relatively flat, or slight decline. And that coupled with the red line which is the server install base, which corresponds to the write access, million units installed in service. The number of servers obviously has exploded, and that's driven by the distributed environment. So a distributed environment being Unix, Linux, Windows, as opposed to the mainframe, ZOS, and Linux on System Z. So it's this explosive growth driven by the price drop in servers. The spending on new servers hasn't actually grown. Contrast that with the management and administration costs, the labor costs required to manage this exploding infrastructure. These growing number of servers certainly is exploding. We could have included rising energy costs as well. Those are increasing as well, but let's keep that aside for now. So with this IT infrastructure sprawl and application sprawl, we've ended up with data centers with thousands of servers and lots of redundancy built in and dedicated servers for specific applications and backup scenarios. And a lot of servers sit around underutilized. So the percent utilization of servers in aggregate is actually very low. And this leads to a proliferation of software licenses, lots of different control points to try to manage this distributed environment, especially for larger businesses. And it's very difficult to keep track of these assets and figure out how much it is actually costing you to deliver these, you know, end-to-end business services for particular lines of business. This results in massive complexity, obviously spiraling people costs, like we can see in the chart there, increased downtime costs, and long times to repair to resolve problems, and more frequent outages, increased security breaches because there's a lot more to manage, and suboptimal investment choices. And again, it's very difficult to keep track of all of these assets and the cost of transactions. And we've seen a lot of infrastructure service management initiatives get kicked off, and we're starting to change this direction, but adoption has really been slow and difficult. So before we get into our actual solution here, I just want to level set and talk about on slide 5 what a service is. So a service could be a job, a workload, a transaction. It doesn't have to be an SOA environment. People typically associate services with SOA environments. But any of these jobs or workloads or transactions or a web service can literally be a service. A business process could be broken down into any number of services that make up the overall business process, like the application services, the IT infrastructure services, such as data backup, for example, the management services, which would be, you know, all the ITIL-based services, basically, and development and testing services and so forth. All of these services have to align and support the overall business process. And these are the services we need to manage. So on slide 6, what service management is, it's really reorienting the data center and the organization to become a services-led organization. So almost like consultancy, if you will, an outsourcer, if you will, where you actually know what your assets are and you know what they're costing you relative to the revenue you're driving. And you know how much IT is helping the business and fully aligned with the business. So let's move on to slide 7. So this is what IBM Service Management provides. At a glance, it's a combination of software, hardware, and services that establishes, as Ray said, visibility, control, and automation. So the visibility is to see and understand your business and to effectively manage and govern your business and the IT assets and services that make up that business. And, of course, to automate, so to dynamically adapt and optimize your business on the fly in real time according to what's happening with the business volume and demands and shifting priorities and what's happening in the IT infrastructure. Let's move on into slide 8. So we do have the most comprehensive set of service management solutions. We can carve up these different, I call them pragmatic solution areas, into a couple of different solution areas. So service delivery and process automation. For us, that means service catalog and ITIL-based management processes such as provisioning, change and release management, user service request management, and managing the overall business service, kind of an executive level. Service availability and performance management has to do with keeping services highly available and proactively managing the health of your business. Storage is pretty self-explanatory, as is security, risk, and compliance. Data center transformation has to do with cloud computing, making your infrastructure highly elastic in terms of utilizing resources based on policy to meet demand, managing energy costs, and being able to regularly adapt to changing business needs. Asset and financial management helps you understand exactly what assets you have in the IT infrastructure and who's using them and how much of them are being used and understand the costs. And a lot of businesses tend to allocate these costs, and usually the allocation isn't the ideal way. Sometimes it comes close to reality, but often costs are underrepresented in one line of business and overrepresented in another line of business. And so this helps you get a better handle on all of that and actually quantify who's using what in terms of, you know, users, lines of business, geography, et cetera, and network and service assurance. So all of our solutions have integration points out of the box, and that helps you provide end-to-end service management solutions. And they also have open interfacing, so you don't have to rip and replace whatever you might have. You can repurpose your existing, some legacy management tool. Moving on to slide 9. So that's a look at IBM Service Management, or ISM, at a high level. Now, for mainframe customers, there are a few more challenges. So when we talk about aligning IT and business and becoming a services-led organization, traditional service management tools provided by other vendors typically exclude the mainframe environment. They either don't integrate very well with the mainframes. They certainly don't run on the mainframe platform, either in Z Linux or on ZOS. And this leads to some dislocation in the management processes because service management tools are platform dependent and include some platforms and exclude others. Yet for mainframe customers, there's always a distributed portion of the IT infrastructure and a mainframe portion, and they both work to deliver the end-to-end business process. The management of that end-to-end business service is dislocated. It's very difficult to include the mainframe in the traditional service management paradigm because of that exclusion. So moving on to slide 10, we solve that for you. We've had a lot of investment in System Z for a long time at Tivoli, and we continue to innovate and invest heavily in the System Z platform. So what we provide for mainframe customers, overall, it's Tivoli Service Management Center for System Z. It's a service management and best practices model for mainframe clients. So we're taking IBM service management and tailoring it and highlighting how to make that work for mainframe clients. So we could break that down into three areas. Centralized management, being able to exploit System Z, using it as a centralized hub to manage the end-to-end health of your business entity, of the end-to-end business service across the mainframe and distributed environments. Integration, being able to integrate service management processes, a change management process, a business continuity process, security management processes across the end-to-end business service, and having those management processes integrated with each other. And dynamic infrastructure, so the ability to transform to a dynamic business-aligned and service-oriented IT organization, and again, very elastic, being able to provision resources on the fly and utilize those resources on the fly to meet business demands, or to react to unplanned changes in the IT infrastructure. Let's move on to slide 11. So centralization. So exploiting System Z as a hub to exploit the highly available, reliable, and secure platform that the mainframe provides, and breaking this down into visibility, control, and automation components. So, you know, for IT managers and executives, providing an end-to-end view of the health of the overall business service that you're trying to provide, and executive-level dashboards for operators and administrators, an end-to-end view of what's happening in the IT infrastructure to be able to manage by exception very easily, and then take the impact of these events and understanding the impact of these events on the business and prioritizing how you react to these events based on that, their impact on the business, on being able to monitor the entire infrastructure from an end user quality of service perspective and contracted service level perspective, the round trip from the end user experience, and also the deep dive into each application, into each
subsystem that's providing that end-to-end service. And then in control, being able to map your entire infrastructure, the entire infrastructure topology into lines of business to understand exactly what you have and understand the utilization of that and tracking the configuration histories of that. And that helps you align and control these assets along business priorities. And then security and change management process to be able to govern that infrastructure and manage risk and compliance. Moving over to automation, being able to fulfill service requests, you know, whether it's a new employee or want to roll out a new line of business and you need the capacity to support that business, or you need to troubleshoot, somebody forgot their password or can't access an application service, whatever the case might be, automating the infrastructure management, so be able to proactively manage by exception and automating responses should something happen, planned and unplanned changes, and automating service operations. So being able to do more with less. So being able to provide that single point of visibility, a high degree of control, and a lot of automation. So with very small teams, you can scale your businesses and react dynamically without having to add a headcount, even as your business grows. Let's move on to slide 12, integration. So integration in this sense means, again, System Z inclusive. So being able to include System Z resources and services, the entire infrastructure, your mainframe server, and entire Sysplex in the overall end-to-end service management model and paradigm. So again, open architecture to allow easy integration with IBM and non-IBM technologies, so you don't have to rip and replace everything you've got. In this way, you've truly got integrated service management processes, because you have integrated service management tools across the end-to-end business service, the business process. And this helps collaboration and communication across different IT teams of operators and administrators. Gets everybody on the same page, they're looking at the same events, they're looking at the same impact, they're looking at the same logs, they have the same common information. Eliminates a lot of troubleshooting, quickly enables you, for example, for performance management, health-based performance management, to quickly sense a potential problem, isolate it, diagnose it, and repair it very quickly, very easily, managed by exception. Let's move on to slide 13, dynamic infrastructure, kind of a cumulative effect of the prior two, and again, with a higher degree of automation, moving from a simplified, I guess the first step would be a pure distributed, mainframe and distributed IT infrastructure. The simplified stage is going to be where you're starting to consolidate servers by adopting virtualization. Shared is you've moved on to being able to rapidly deploy these virtual resources in these resource pools and utilize these resources based on goals and also based on business demands and priorities. And then moving fully a dynamic cloud kind of computing environment where you're completely automated and highly responsive to these business demands, both planned and unplanned changes. So again, taking advantage of the elasticity provided by the mainframe. Moving on to slide 14, I think Ray is going to take over here.
Thanks, Mark. The fully integrated service management solutions that Mark described really help organizations become more responsive and efficient by providing improved service quality and reliability through monitoring your diverse IT environment from a single point of control and obtaining a consolidated view of business service health. Consolidated automation to reduce manual intervention and increase responsiveness and reduce complexity of administrative and operational tasks. Minimized operational risk and exposure with consolidated control for enterprise-wide governance and security. Improved alignment of business and IT objectives by providing visualization from a business services perspective and mapping of IT infrastructures to line of business. Better cost efficiency, staff productivity, and value from your business and IT assets, and, of course, reduced costs. Next. Analysts and media have taken notice of Service Management Center for System Z. We shared our strategy with several, and David Boyce recognizes the challenges of these autonomous system management approaches. And that's really just another way of saying management silos, right? So he sees the benefit of bringing those approaches together in an integrated way. Also, Steve and Elliot saw a set of customers that were looking for standardized processes across distributed and mainframe platforms. So again, bringing everything together. On 16, let's talk a little bit about how we got here. And we'll take a short walk back in history of IT. Looking at the right side of the slide, remember, information technology started with single systems. Back then, there were only mainframes. And back then, we talked a lot about data processing as opposed to information technology. But we've kind of moved through that. These systems grew, scaling upward in processor power and outward in the form of homogeneous clusters of systems linked with common security context, time sync, and shared data. This growth continues today with the System Z10 class of hardware and SysPlexes with more than 32 member systems, geographically dispersed SysPlex clusters encompassing process complexes spanning up to 40 kilometers with terabytes of data and processing capacities that are so large the numbers themselves are beyond comprehension. All of this is so closely managed that these installations are the most resilient, most secure in the world, driving the economies throughout the world day in and day out. As we look at the left side, in the 1980s thereabouts, distributed systems emerged. This was driven by the need for local IT autonomy. And you can think back to when departments started saying they wanted to manage their own systems. They wanted control. And the technology was such that this really spawned incredible investments in desktop and open systems computing. These systems were managed separately from the mainframe systems with their own unique processes and tools. Interestingly or ironically, these really weren't autonomous but were really closely linked with the System Z megaplexes because of data and applications housed on the mainframe. So moving on to slide 17, really what we see now is composite applications that span distributed and mainframe systems that really brought business services and the data that drives them out of the glass house and directly to the customer consumer, where they shop, where they work, and into their very homes. What started as a single system in the back office has become a composite of diverse application capabilities that is actually in front of the front office, in front of the business's brick-and-mortar installation, in any consumer's desktop or even their mobile phone. This need for real-time delivery of business services demands the security, resilience, and performance that are the hallmark of System Z, which remains the heart of business. Now, operational management of this complex environment was one of the first components of service management to be tackled, and Tivoli's operational management portfolio is enterprise in scope, reaching end-to-end, desktop to mainframe, providing resource, middleware, and application management through real-time monitoring and incident detection and policy-based automation. These technologies and techniques have their roots in the 24/7/365 99.9999%+ availability of the System Z environment. On slide 18, what we have seen here is that transactions can start in the distributed applications on one side, pass through the mainframe, through mainframe systems and subsystems, IMS, CICS, DB2, and then pass back to the distributed application. From a service point of view, we want to understand the health and performance of the entire transaction. What is the end user experience is really the metric that we need to understand. But at the same time, if there is a problem, you would have to isolate the source of the problem and likely drill down to a specific application, middleware, or subsystem. On slide 19, end-to-end performance management spans the enterprise, encompassing distributed and mainframe systems. Here we see systems management, network management, composite application management, and SOA management, which are really all monitoring the various resources which make up the components of the health of a service. Other domains within service management include business service management, which is the visibility of the health of your services, asset management, like integrated financial management and reporting, version control, asset, financial performance, license management, There's also workload management and automation, where we're talking about automation of timed and scheduled processes and automated responses to events. Also usage and accounting for chargeback, or at the very least, understanding the use of resources. So these are all components of service management. On slide 20, as you can see, Tivoli's end-to-end performance management solution really covers a broad spectrum of systems, databases, applications, and middleware. On the system side, this includes System Z, ZOS, ZVM, Linux on System Z, also includes distributed systems like Unix, Linux, and Windows, System Z subsystems like IMS, CICS, and DB2, databases like Oracle, SQL, Sybase, and Informix. So again, a breadth of coverage in terms of monitoring. Moving on to slide 21. So we've looked at these sets of metrics. All of these metrics, which are collected from systems and subsystems by Tivoli Monitoring, are presented in a graphical or tabular format in the Tivoli Enterprise Portal. This is an integrated dashboard, if you will, the resource monitoring capabilities. In addition, other Tivoli solutions share the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, so correlated events shown in Tivoli NetCool Omnibus, business views from Tivoli Business Service Manager can all be seen in this enterprise portal. On slide 22, we see an example of the Tivoli Enterprise Portal. Here, visibility of key service metrics and key performance indicators are displayed in the Tivoli Enterprise Portal. Views can be customized to display required information, whether that's mainframe or distributed, performance measurements or alerts, resources or services. These views can be used by operations to understand the health of system resources, by technicians to isolate the source of problems, by managers to assess service-level compliance, or by line-of-business owners to see business metrics. On slide 23, we've really been talking here about performance management in the last couple of minutes, which is really the foundation of service management. The performance management measures the health of the system, network, application, and middleware resources. From those metrics, we can generate events, which can be used in NetCool Omnibus. The event correlation there speeds problem isolation and diagnostics. Business Service Manager provides an executive view into the health of a business. This aligns performance management with business needs and demands and helps prioritize problem handling based on business impact. The Application Dependency Discovery Manager provides a map of all applications and IT resources along lines of business into Business Service Manager and tracks configuration history, and that can be used to enrich event correlation and problem determination. Service Request Manager is used for automated trouble ticket generation, so we can create these tickets before the end user experiences unavailability or slowdown of service. These are all components of a service management center, as are automation, storage management, security, provisioning, license management. Together, these solutions provide the visibility, control, and automation to help you deliver quality service, respond faster and make better decisions, manage your risk and compliance, maximize your return on investment, and accelerate your business growth. On slide 24, this vision and strategy really hasn't been learned just at our customer sites. In fact, our own transformation, that is to say IBM's transformation, is a success story in and of itself. We were really plagued with the same issues as many of our largest customers. We had server sprawl, say that a few times real fast, a multitude of systems and applications being managed by over 125 different CIOs. We really needed to simplify our own IT environment, and this process started over 10 years ago. In the upper right, you can see a table which shows how IBM has been able to demonstrate over the past decade our achievement of improved business value and the achievement of reduced IT costs. We started this initiative in 1997, and we're really well on our way to achieving significant accomplishments. We've moved from more than 200 data and web hosting centers to 12. As we've consolidated and virtualized the workload, we've taken additional strategic steps to reduce the number of applications running on the servers by over two-thirds. There were significant benefits derived throughout IT, and IBM continues to build upon our success. In just the past 5 years, our own IT investments have delivered cumulative benefit yield of $4.1 billion. As part of this journey, we've moved beyond just simplifying our environment to optimizing it and achieve significant data center efficiency. In August 2007, we announced a major virtualization initiative to consolidate 3,900 servers to 30 systems E mainframes running Linux operating system. So the Enterprise Computing Model Program, also called ECM, continues to move to a shared infrastructure that can scale rapidly without being limited by facilities or power, and really embraces a very integrated approach to service management. We've already made significant progress on pooling our infrastructure to increase our responsiveness and resiliency while lowering our operating costs. For example, we aggressively virtualized onto pooled system Zs running Linux throughout ECM. To date, several hundred servers have been migrated to roughly 30 ZVM LPARs running on 11 System Z processors. Processors range from 150 guests per LPAR to 10 guests per LPAR. Processors have been consolidated to two data centers in the Americas. The EMEA and Asia-Pac portions of the project are just kicking off and looking to host in a third location. In addition, Tivoli software, including Omegabon, Tivoli Application Dependency Discovery Manager, and Tivoli Identity Manager have been deployed to help manage this consolidated environment. In addition, all new power system workload is being built directly onto virtualized platforms. About two-thirds of our SAN storage is virtualized, which means that it's managed by SAN Volume Controller as a pooled shared service. By virtualizing our storage environment, rates drop by 50% or more because of increased utilization while improving performance and availability. We're also benefiting from energy management assessments and tools in our facilities to drive our understanding of energy uses and efficiencies and tuning configurations. In May 2007, IBM also announced Project Big Green with a commitment to reallocate $1 billion each year for green purposes. The ECM program is but one example of our green commitment. With its contributions to reducing energy and floor space, both within IBM and for our customers. This announcement included our stated goal of how we could double our IT capacity with no additional energy consumption. We've recently opened a green expansion to our Boulder data center and are piloting energy management software in advanced data center facilities. We have a shared service delivery model to manage resources across business and technical criteria. We're driving higher levels of business resiliency through multi-platform, multi-site, vital application-hosted environments for business and mission-critical workloads using HACMP, GDPS, and data mirroring. The business case is compelling, not only internally, but also for our customers. The lessons learned, insights, and capabilities from our own journey are finding their way into what we share with our clients to help them achieve their own results. We're gaining experience with some initiatives where the technology and business readiness are aligned. For example, our research cloud is allowing IBM researchers secure test servers based on business requests, and they can be provisioned in a matter of minutes versus days or weeks. So, given what IBM has seen, let's take a look at what some of our clients have experienced. So, we'll go to slide 25, and Mark?
Thanks, Art. So, Casas Bahia is headquartered in Brazil. They are a low-cost household goods retailer, operate about 500 stores, and they came to us for help in achieving their goal of cost-effectively increasing their customer base from about 10 million at the time to 14 million. And they, being a low-cost leader in their market, obviously their operational costs, their IT costs are pretty critical. So this was a move by the company to consolidate operations onto two IBM System Z990 mainframes, establishing an end-to-end change management process, in this case using Rational ClearCase and ClearQuest software, and end-to-end performance management tied in with that. So they utilized OmegaMount XE on ZVM and Linux for their consolidated distributed applications that moved to Linux on System Z. Tivoli NetView for providing health-based performance management for the mainframe network. Tivoli Business Service Manager for the executive-level dashboards for management and executives, and to be able to manage the end-to-end business service, measure that against key performance indicators. Monitoring, Tivoli ITM, IBM Tivoli Monitoring, to provide the end-to-end distributed health-based performance management capability and tie that in all through Tivoli Enterprise Console. So that Tivoli Enterprise Console was being fed events from all of these performance monitors to be able to correlate that, and TBSM, Tivoli Business Service Manager, was used to provide an impact analysis on the exception so that the events could be prioritized according to business impact and the company could act on those in a prioritized, well-controlled way. So this has helped the company establish a proactive health-based performance management process, which greatly simplified incident availability management and helped the company become more proactive. So that benefit was greatly simplifying service and systems management, business service in this case, and systems management, and reducing the operational costs in terms of administration, easing administrative and operational complexity, increased the availability of the services and the IT infrastructure by establishing this control point from which to manage exceptions and manage events by exception and prioritize according to business impact, and ultimately lowered the cost of ownership for the IT environment. Let's move on to slide 26. Slide 26, the German Tax and Finance Office, so again, it's a public entity, so costs are very important for the nonprofit entity, basically. Regional Finance and Tax Office in Germany needed to monitor its mainframe environment and needed a clear picture of what was happening in the IT infrastructure to help out operators and administrators. So they needed to reduce the monitoring costs, improve system availability across not only the mainframe but different applications and platforms across the organization. So we recommended to them Tivoli Monitoring. A Tivoli Enterprise Portal would become the administrative and operational dashboard to feed events and manage events by exception. Tivoli Monitoring was used for the distributed pieces and OmegaMon for the mainframe. And they also had SA/390 as IBM Tivoli System Automation for ZOS. This is an advanced system automation and application automation solution. Operational tasks can be automated through policies, and it can help maintain the availability of applications and middleware and subsystems. And the system automation events were also fed into the Tivoli Enterprise Portal so that the monitoring events and the system automation events could all be monitored from a single point of control. Also, with the built-in integration between the monitoring tools and system automation, normally, system automation would wait, for example, for an application failure, an outage, and then react to restart the application or move it over to another resource that was available and restart the image. The coupling between the monitoring and system automation meant that the customer could be a little more proactive, a lot more proactive, actually. Instead of waiting for a failure, the performance could degrade only a certain amount ahead of an outright failure, and that would trigger system automation to take corrective action. And so they could actually reduce the number of outages and improve their business that way, improve availability and reliability of their business services. So this solution greatly streamlined their monitoring performance management processes by consolidating distributed and mainframe environments into a single point of control, provided the ability to proactively see potential problems before they became actual problems and to address those potential problems before the end user was impacted or service levels were impacted, and ultimately provided increased stability for their services. Let's move on to slide 27.
Swiss Reinsurance, one of the largest reinsurance companies in the world, based in Zurich, Switzerland, operates more than 70 offices in over 30 countries, has more than 7.6 million database transactions. That's not counting the application transactions, but performed daily in over 10 terabytes of data stored in IBM DB2. So they needed improved availability for their services, and they needed to provide their insurance agents with uninterrupted access to critical information in an effort to build their business. So their solution was based on the mainframe, using the mainframe as a centralized hub driven by performance management solutions such as Tibly OmegaMon and Tibly Monitoring, and providing the single point of control with TEP and Tibly Enterprise Console for correlating those events. But they also built on that, so they also had system automation like the previous customer. So system automation was automating operator tasks on the mainframe, but also they have more proactive health-based performance monitoring through the monitoring tools that could trigger a system automation recovery service before an actual outage occurred, before the end users noticed a problem. In this case, the insurance agents noticed they couldn't access critical data. They were already taking care of heading off potential problems to reduce outages. Tibly Unified Process Composer is a tool to help assess where you are in terms of your service management processes related to ITIL and to be able to map those out. And they use this tool to be able to map that out and customize their workflows and fed that into their incident availability management process. And these are the steps to follow, and they could document that and automate that. They use Tibly Change in Configuration Management Database to be able to automatically discover the IT infrastructure and map the topology, mainframe, and distributed environments, and automatically discover and keep track of the configuration histories so that they could correlate those histories with other system-wide events to be able to pinpoint, sense, and isolate and diagnose problems even more effectively. And so our solution provided them with a consolidated environment centered around the mainframe to be able to proactively manage the health of their business and proactively identify potential problems and automatically resolve those problems to improve performance. They achieved 5 nines in availability, 99.999% availability in that DB2 environment, and they reduced their operating costs. They reduced mean time to problem resolution quite significantly, and they were able to cut the number of unsolved problems to basically nothing. The last case study, number 28, going to shift gears a little bit. This one is Norwich Union, an Aviva company. They're a leading provider of life and pension products in Europe, one of the largest insurance groups in the world. And this one is revolving around security. So the client needed to be able to more easily facilitate compliance in terms of identity and access management across their environments. At the time, they had multiple security tools, RACF tools, to maintain different databases, and a lot of them were homegrown, and it's very difficult to be able to scale that kind of environment and keep track of everything, enforce compliance, and monitor for threats consistently with multiple tools. So they consolidated on our Tibly Z-Secure portfolio, so Z-Secure Admin, which enables them to centralize administration and build policies for security in terms of authentication and audit to automatically analyze and generate reports on security events and exposures, and Z-Secure Alert to enable quick response to threats and events through real-time alerting. So this provided the client with a robust fortress-like security environment for the mainframe. It was greatly simplified through the consolidation and the policy-based administration and the automatic tracking and monitoring of security-related events and automated responses to those events and reporting, and ultimately reduce their costs for administrating and supporting security. So to wrap it up, on slide 29, we covered a lot of ground. We covered IBM service management, and we covered specifically for mainframe customers. We went into great detail on our initiative here, IBM Service Management Tailoring for System Z clients, typically Service Management Center for System Z. And the key points are centralization, integration, and a dynamic cloud-like infrastructure to be able to scale your business elastically, do more with less, reduce complexity, ease operational and administrative burdens, become more proactive and very efficient. System Z solutions are truly end-to-end, System Z inclusive, give you a choice of platforms, and they're end-to-end in terms of spanning different IT domains and platforms, mainframe and distributed, and end-to-end in terms of being able to consolidate service management processes across the end-to-end business process or end-to-end business services. This re-centralization allows for terrific efficiencies in terms of scaling and consistency and repeatability without having to add significant number of headcount, as we saw earlier, as normally is the case with distributed infrastructures to scale out and support growing businesses. You add more servers, you need more operators and administrators to support and troubleshoot and secure that environment, and ultimately gives you the lowest cost per transaction and the dynamic optimization aspect to be able to dynamically provision into detail too much about some of these areas like storage and dynamic provisioning based on workload volumes and priorities and resource utilization goals. But if you have any questions, please feel free to get a hold of us. And I think that wraps up our session. Thanks again for listening in, and I'll turn it over to the operator now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark and Ray. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live question and answer session with your presenters. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key, followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. Or if it was low, press star 3. And we'll pause for just a moment. How was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. And again, we'll pause for a moment. Based on our description of a service management center, which would be your preferred platform for running this capability? If it is System Z, press star 1. If it is System P, press star 2. If it is Intel, press star 3. Or if it is other, press star 4. And again, we'll pause for a moment. Hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And that does conclude our survey. We thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone at any time. And again, that is star one if you'd like to ask a question today. It appears we have no questions at this time. Mr. Sun, Mr. Edwards, I'll turn things back to you for any closing comments.
Thank you, operator, and thank you, everyone. We certainly appreciate your taking the time to listen about Service Management Center for System Z and all the value it provides, and have a good day. Thanks.
And that does conclude today's conference. We appreciate your participation and wish you all a great day.